Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, Joyce. My name is Kathy Gallagher, and the charge from your company showed up on my checking account. Could you tell me what I bought?
All righty. May I start out by getting your zip code to see if I can locate this account associated with you?
33805. I'm in Florida.
All righty. And you said your first name was Kathy. What's the last name, please, ma'am?
I'm not sure I want to give this information to you until you tell me what company I'm talking to.
Well, ma'am, you are talking to a third-party call center, and we happen to assist multiple companies and over 100 different vendors who happen to be online merchants.
Okay. My name is Kathleen with a K.
Yes, ma'am.
Gallagher, G-A.
Mm-hmm.
L-L-A.
Mm-hmm.
G-H-E-R.
I do thank you for that. Give me 1 second. And Ms. Kathleen, for security purposes, could you verify your address for me?
900 Old Columbia Road, number 103,
okay.
Lakeland, Florida.
All righty. I do thank you for that. And Ms. Kathleen, I do see that you paid $7.95, and that was the shipping and handling to you entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win. It seems like the KitchenAid mixer. And by entering into that sweepstakes, it enrolled you into what is called the Electronic Discount Club, which actually keeps you enrolled into this. And that $56.95 that they are billing you actually gives you 10 entries to have a chance to stay entered into that sweepstakes to have a chance of winning that KitchenAid mixer.
$56.95.
Yes, ma'am. It keeps you enrolled in that. It gives you 10 entries.
No. I want to opt out of all of them.
Well, I'll be more than happy to get you counseled out of that if you'd like.
Yes, please. I'll pay the $7.95. That was my own error. But
yes,
the
ma'am.
Other charge, please remember.
Give me 1 second and let me go ahead and get you canceled out of that, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, ma'am. I've gotten you counseled out of that. Now, I can do a 35% refund on that charge that you would bill. And I could refund you.
I'll have my bank take care of it.
Well, ma'am,
no,
I could offer
I,
you
unless I get all my money. No, unless I get all my money back, I'll have the bank take care of it.
Alrighty, ma'am. Well, give me one second, please.
There's something sneaky in that website. Because I never would have signed on for, I already own a KitchenAid.
All righty, ma'am. Well, what I can do is go ahead and submit a one-time courtesy refund of the full amount of the $56.95 back to your account. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days before that refund will show back to your account, okay?
That's fine. I'm sorry for my tone.
You're more than welcome. I don't take things to heart.
Well, at 70 years old, I should just stay off of the internet completely.
Oh, that's not a problem.
Or get new glasses. I think getting off the internet is probably, if it looks too good to be true,
Yes, ma'am. It usually. It usually is a lot of times. Yes, ma'am. All right.
Well,
and
thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Now, I do have a cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
Oh, that would be.
Let me know when you're ready. That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 260-568-586. That's correct, ma'am.
Thank you. You're done with me.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?